Maine's police chief Heath Scott says his department had numerous calls about a particular black bear prowling around town.
November 1 until today, we've had approximately 50-plus calls. I think the final number is at 53. Most of those calls have been generated by the bear that was dispatched this morning at 11:07.
Scott was speaking just hours after the bear was killed on Thursday morning near 4th Avenue and Linwood Drive in the Haines town site. A male black bear was dispatched by Haines police officers. It is believed to be the third bear dispatched this year. A records request filed by KHNS with the police department on Thursday is pending. Alaska Department of Fish and Game wildlife biologist Carl Koch says his agency worked with law enforcement to track the black bear. It was seen looking into the Old Field Kitchen restaurant in Fort Seward during a busy brunch time on Sunday and pushing on doors and windows and identifiable by its markings, including a wound over the right eye.
None of the agencies like to remove them, but when we do so, we like to make sure we get the right one. And in this situation, the pictures on social media, the bear is standing up and looking in the window. The picture is from the perspective of inside. And you can see it has a gash over its right eye, and it has some white markings. Some people call it a chest blaze on it, on the front of its chest.
Koch said that particular bear's brazen and bold behavior was an indication it was dangerous. He says he received a call from a Haines police officer who located it on Wednesday.
The officer consulted with me last night about the bear that he was interacting with and tracking. I asked him if it had a wound over its right eye, and he said, yes. Does it have the white markings? Yes. And so at that point, I said, I think at this point, we've exhausted our options. We've tried a lot of hazing and things like that, and the bear just continues to be bold and, time to dispatch the bear.
Neighbors raise concerns on social media about hearing multiple gunshots fired. But Scott says that his officers had to do what was necessary to put down a large animal humanely.
In this case, it was a fairly large animal, and the animal didn't perish immediately, is what I understand. Again, I haven't seen the reports. I'm going to look at the reports in writing to find out. But this is not unusual for a larger animal.
Chief Scott said it's not so unusual for bears to be active this time of year, but this bear was reported to be underweight, meaning it was likely desperate for food.
I understand the emotion around the subject, and all attempts regarding this specific bear were made to haze this, to move it along, and they were done over a fairly extended period of time. When the bear starts engaging in behavior that causes life and safety issues and becomes a public safety nuisance, we have to intervene.
Last year, 30 bears were killed by agencies in and around Haines after a combination of a poor berry harvest, lackluster salmon runs, and other factors caused bears to wander into town and break into people's homes and vehicles in search of food. Chief Scott said he wants to reassure the public that his department only kills bears if they are a clear threat.
In this set of circumstances, we were able to slow things down, and we didn't see any behavior changing. When they start to create public safety hazards, we have to take the time to communicate between agencies and make a decision.
He added that authorities in Haines are aware of one brown bear and at least one other black bear in town and urged the public to secure their garbage and any attractants around their property. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.